Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Terraists. Welcome to the Terra Show.
It's the Terra Show. American
Girl. Live and local on 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station.
Secondly, about why it's a good idea to buy your child a cell phone starting in middle school.
Yeah.
There are some wonderful apps that you can install that will send to you everything. What YouTube videos they watch, what they write in their emails, what they text their friends, what they write in comment sections.
Yeah.
It'd be a good thing to good way to catch things like, oh, I don't know, and I bet this was shocking this week to parents of Sterling school children, to watch your child discuss ways to kill their teacher, including removing, the bolts from the wheels and all of that kind of stuff. Now that's in the news.
You are so grounded.
Oh, yeah. Grounded?
Yeah.
What do you do for discussing attempted murder on
that's,
I'm not sure what the punishment
about
is.
Charges.
I'd have to sit down with my husband and work my way through.
Yeah, exactly.
What exactly is the punishment for that? In our house, anyway. Yeah, I don't know. But that's the kind of thing. I mean, you don't know. I guarantee you, everyone's kids was the parents were shocked their kids were doing that online. They had no idea.
Yeah.
Well, this is in response earlier today. I just happened to mention something else I was doing, that my child had a cell phone. I got a lot of pushback on the text line. And I would have been opposed to such a thing a while ago, but I got her one because she had a thing in school where the school wouldn't let her call me to pick her up, and I really would have liked to have picked her up in the situation. I said, that's it. I'm going to let you be able to call me. And we had a freebie on our plan, so we didn't pay for it. But then I found out they got these apps that you can put them on, and you get everything they do.
Mm-hmm.
And not only do you get that, you get the text their friends send, too. So you can see the whole conversation. And when you go to middle school, you know, I told you about my surveillance plan for elementary school, right? I would go and have lunch with my kid and their friends. You could do lunch bunch and you take over for the teacher. So I would every year, I would know, I've had the whole lay of the land. I know who the kids are and who my kids' friends are. I know everybody. I get a feel for them. I feel like I know what's going on. When you get to middle school and high school, they don't let you do that. I understand why. I mean, you don't want adults hanging out at school with middle school kids. I get it. But the problem is you're flying blind.
Yeah.
You don't know who these kids are. You don't know who your kid's up all night texting. You don't know that your kid's up all night texting. And you don't know anything. And so there are some great apps out there. They're very easy to find. They're very easy to install. And you can put them on the phone and you get everything they do, everything they watch, all of it. And it is a powerful, powerful tool that previous generations of parents did not have. And let me tell you what, you will learn a lot about your child and you may not like some of it. But you'll learn a lot about your child's friends, too. You'll learn what kind of friend your child is. And some of it may be painful, but it's highly useful. And it's just I can't imagine flying blind without it at this point.
Well, I mean, to me, the whole cell phone issue for middle schools is like a necessary evil. Because once you get to a point like you've got with kids in sports, where there's going to be differing schedules
and all that. Yeah.
Listen, I think it's very important. But I think that you're smart to monitor the device, which you are paying for the service and the device. So don't talk to me about it being your phone.
Right. Exactly. And the trick is just don't tell them you're doing it.
No, that too.
A
little clandestine surveillance. Never.
Yeah, I've already seen one thing. I was dying to say something, but it wasn't anything bad. It was just something I didn't like. And nothing for cause of alarm. But normally if I just caught it and I had it zip my lip.
Yeah.
Because I need to know that. And, you know, the way I justified in my mind is, look, we have an addiction gene that runs in my family. My grandmother lost two of her kids to it. One dead, one life ruined. And, my mom didn't lose any kids, but lost one figuratively. It's a real gene. It's a problem. I don't know which one of my kids has it. Please God, none. And When you have that, and that is a real thing. If you have anyone in your family who's been an addict, you understand that's not just an excuse. That's a real thing. And I know that I have to watch my children like a hawk, because it will sneak up on you. And I've already begun talking to them about, okay, like other people, when they try beer, it might just be normal for them. But for you, it might be life altering. I mean, a member of my family who is an addict said, you know, it was Thanksgiving, and I was saying, because I make this mulled wine every year, right? And it's like a third, 33% alcohol, right?
Mulled,
like okay. With spices.
Oh, okay.
You ever done that in the crock pot?
No.
Yeah, it's like 2/3 spices and juice, and the rest is wine. And I love to serve it, because you can sit around and drink 3 glasses of that and drive home safely, because it's mostly juice. And this member of my family said, no, I can't have that. And I said, oh, it's mostly juice. And no, the first time I ever had beer, just one time, it changed my whole life. Like, I was never the same from that moment. And I don't know what that's like. I don't think I have the gene, but I get it. And I know that my kids may be there, and I know it's in their genes, and I need to know everything they do. And, you know, again, we're already talking about you're maybe not wired the way other people are. For other kids, it might be one and done, but for you, this could be life altering. So, you know, that's kind of how I justify it. And text erases, your daughter ever listened to your podcast? Oh, heck no. I am safe.
How do you know? Well, then you do know.
I do know. No, I am. Let me explain this. I am totally uncool. I am the most uncool person who has ever walked the planet. I will never be cool again, yeah, as was explained true. To me. So nothing that I have to say is of any interest. Anyway, at least not on the radio. But I waited till she was in school. But I wanted to tell other parents about this. And you should see the text line has exploded with parents going, oh my gosh, I need that. And you do. You're so outnumbered in the digital world. You just outmaneuvered, outnumbered. Yeah. You just have no idea what they do. So that's that. Anyway, so I'm going to jump on the phone. Matt in Greenville has been waiting patiently. Hey, Matt.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I just want to let you know, I was never a fan of social media. And then about 3 or 4 years ago, I got into a line of work where I spend a lot of time helping high school students get ready for college. And I went from having a mild dislike of social media to, oh my God, those people are creepy. And I would say to you, as you know, the parent of younger students, you're going to eventually get caught. You know, if you're surveilling them, they're going to eventually figure it out. And my response would be, everybody else is looking at it. Why are you singling me out?
Yeah.
Because that's the point of this, is everybody can find it. And that's what I'm telling these students that I'm working with is, you know, if you don't want somebody, you know, the only way to keep a secret is don't tell anybody. And if you put it on your phone, there is no privacy. So why are you scolding me for looking at it when everybody on the planet can look at it?
Yeah, and you know, that's a great point, Matt, because, you know, again, you think it's private. I bet those kids, the middle schoolers at Sterling, Sterling School downtown for the smart kids, for gifted kids, I bet they thought their conversation was private, too. Now the whole city's reading it.
I just laugh at them. I say, you know what, everybody, the very first time I ever used Google, literally my first thought was, why are they giving this to me? I'd pay for this. I would pay money for this. I was doing some market research. And my first thought was, why is this free? And it took me about a year to figure out. I embarrassed myself in a meeting, and I asked a question, and the guy looked at me, and, you know, his response was something along the lines of, you idiot, you're the product.
Yeah, and you've been giving him all this information, right?
Yeah, I've been feeding him information about myself, and then I can't figure out why it's free. And the guy, you know, the guy's laughing at me. He goes, if it's free, they're selling you.
And wow, so, that's deep.
Yeah, if it's free, you know, so anytime you touch any, and I'll look at these kids I'm working with and I'll say, you signed away the privacy when you checked off the I accept in the terms and conditions that no one reads.
Right, absolutely, Matt. Thank you for your phone call. And I really appreciate the bump tune. Here, we've got a sub in today for producer Chris. He would not have picked this, but I like this. This works. Walk the line.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This hour on WORD is powered and charged by Battery Specialists. And now, 106.3 WORD proudly presents The Tara Show.
More stimulating talk.
Here's Tara.
Wanted to hit this really quickly. The US Ellen thing is still going on. This is just bizarre. Can you imagine there being this level of uproar about Ellen DeGeneres sitting next to George W. Bush at a football game like 15 years ago? Maybe even 10 years ago. And you probably all saw it on television. And Ellen, to her credit, she's a... For those who don't know who she is, I think most people probably do. She's a lesbian. She's a liberal. She's a former stand-up comic. She does a talk show on television. And she's commended, I think, for not throwing Bush under the bus, even though people are threatening a boycott of her show. She was sitting next to George W. Bush which game was it? Packers, yeah, Green Bay Packers, Dallas Cowboys game on Sunday. And, you know, so they, I guess, flipped the phone around and did the selfie thing, and everybody just thought it was cute and put it online. Well, yeah, people flipped out. So here's what she said about it.
During the game, they showed a shot of George and me laughing together, and so people were upset. They thought, why is a gay Hollywood liberal sitting next to a conservative Republican president? Here's the thing. I'm friends with George Bush. In fact, I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have. We're all different, and I think that we've forgotten that that's okay that we're all different. Just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with them. When I say be kind to one another, I don't mean only the people that think the same way that you do. I mean be kind to everyone. Doesn't matter.
Isn't that basically how we were raised? With me, it's called manners. Now, here's the interesting thing about this. Have you noticed who's upset about this? It's not our side. It's not. It's nobody out there going, I can't believe George Bush is hanging out with a lesbian liberal. Nobody said that. They haven't said that. Now, this is them. And the pressure on her has been unrelenting. She was trending on Twitter. People actually starting petitions to boycott her show. She's a liberal. I tell you liberal trolls all the time, it is going to be 5 minutes before they turn and target you. And this is cancel culture. And I think a lot of you folks on the left think, well, I like it. I'll get to say whatever I want, but people I disagree with don't. Now, I'm not sure how long that's going to last. I just think it's interesting how one-sided this is. I mean, how long is it going to be before you aren't allowed to function in society anymore if you marry somebody with opposing political beliefs? It's a legit question. And it's not the first time we pointed this out this week. I am still not over this. What happened to director Todd Phillips? This is another one. This has all been the last week. He's the... director of the new movie Joker, which rocked the box office, $93 million first weekend. I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know. I don't know if I'd like it. It's not the point. Just a quick recap on this. Some anti-gun liberals decided that since the Aurora mass shooting happened at a theater showing a Batman movie, that the Joker must pose a risk. I know this is bizarre logic, but try to follow it. The Joker could cause the risk of a mass shooting. Ergo, the director and the movie production company must preemptively condemn the NRA and lobby Congress for gun control, or else. And the or else was they would attempt to, boycott it, keep it out of theaters. It is bizarre logic. There's been no mass shooting associated with this movie. And even if there were to be one, God forbid in the future, we wouldn't want that. But even if there were to be one, preemptively condemning the NRA will not stop the shooting. It's not going to do anything. This is extortion, plain and simple. It is forced leftist speech through financial extortion. You will say what we want or we will destroy you. Well, Warner Brothers put this out and they automatically just put, oh, yeah. We'll lobby Congress. We'll put a statement out. We hate the NRA. Well, the director, Todd Phillips, was like, heck no. He's a liberal. He doesn't like the NRA necessarily. It's not, you know, whatever. But he said, listen, I had not experienced leftist cancel culture. And he said, you know, he called them shame mobs that empower, quote, those who believe it's never okay to make light of subjects that are sacred to the political left and that anyone who disagrees will be shunned, silenced, or fired. And he said, I'm not doing it. I'm not condemning him. And it's not, again, because he likes the NRA. He's just like, no, he's not going to make me do it. And I guess it was enough that Warner Brothers condemned the NRA for, like, no reason. And condemned, you know, I guess, put a statement out to Congress to pass gun control. This is where we are now. I mean, they get bolder and bolder and bolder every day. And to see them go after Ellen, who, I mean, do I watch her show? No. Do I agree with her politically? No. She's a nice person. She's done a ton of awesome charitable stuff. You could tell she's a good person. She ran for office, I wouldn't vote for her. But I never see anything with Ellen that suggests she's not a good person. To treat her like that? I mean, these people are on the left. And they're big. And they can't seem to extract themselves from it. This is like a cancer in our culture. And it doesn't show any signs of abating. And the only way we're getting out of this is if we start pushing back and saying no, and we need people, more people to be like the director Joker, who are like, no, screw you. No, you're not making me say something, because God knows what you're going to make me say next time. I mean, what's it going to be next? You got to march in a parade, attend an Antifa rally, hit at least three people upside the head with a concrete milkshake before your movie's allowed to be shown? I mean, where are we going with this? Oh, my. Texter writes, welder friend here. That's our welder friend. When my daughter was in high school, a boy was texting her wanting her to send a pic topless.
Ooh.
He says, I took off my shirt and held two of my arms and sent him a pic of that. Funny, I did not hear back from him. I'm shocked you didn't. That's a good story.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Talk to Tara on the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line at 800-347-1063.
Live and local.
This is the Tara Show.
1063 WORD.
Okay, Lee, I'm going to jump on the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line with Earl from Springdale, North Carolina. Hey, Earl.
Hey, Tara. Hey, I was an Air Force vet. I spent 10 years in the Air Force. Did two tours in Turkey.
Wait, real quick. Hold on. First of all, thanks for your service. Can you get a little closer to your phone? You're very muffled.
Sorry. Okay. How's this?
Okay.
I did two tours in Turkey, 91, 92, and 94, 95. The thing is, we're pulling the troops out of northern Syria, but the problem is if Turkey invades Syria, our troops at Incirlik, where my second tour was, which is the base closest to Syria, are in danger because the Russians will likely retaliate against the nearest military facilities that are supporting the Turks going into Syria. And our troops at Incirlik are under the gun.
Okay. So then what do you think Trump should do?
I'm worried that we're going to wind up with an all-out shooting war against the Russians. If Trump's pulling the troops out of northern Syria, he needs to pull them out of Incirlik and Turkey altogether, too. because Turkey's fixing to get NATO involved in the shooting war with the Russians, and that's not a good thing. It's very, very bad.
Yeah, agree with you on that. I gotta tell you, I don't know about the situation of our troops being at bases in Turkey. And I guess you're assuming that Russia would not only defend the north of Syria, but would keep going into Turkey?
They would retaliate, yeah. It makes sense that if the Turks are invade Syria, the Russians, you said Russians are the Syrians' air force effectively right now, so the Syrian Russians would go re-attack the Turks. Yeah.
Do you, yeah, and you know what? I got to tell you, I don't know how many people are at bases in Turkey. I that's something I had considered. I got to ask you this. So what about what's, you know, it's been in the news. MilitaryTimes.com, senior administration official told reporters Monday that Sunday's announcement did not constitute a full U.S. withdrawal from Syria and that only 50 to 100 U.S. Special Operations Forces were moving to another location in Syria. They're moving south. What do you think about Trump vacating those few Special Operation Forces out of the north of Syria?
Well, I mean, that's irrelevant, really. You know, a few hundred in northern Syria don't do really much at all, really. I mean, you need battalions to really affect something if we're actually putting troops on the ground. But we've got several thousand at Incirlik alone because it's a wing. It's an aircraftless wing, but it's a wing nonetheless.
Wow. You know what? I don't know. It's an interesting point. I got to tell you, you've stumped me. I didn't realize we had troops that deep within Turkey. Makes sense, but I didn't realize they were there. I don't know.
They're not that deep. They're maybe 50 miles
in?
They're 50 miles in and maybe 75 miles from the Syrian border.
Hmm.
100 miles top.
I got to say, Earl, for Russia, it's going to be fascinating to see if Russia fights Turkey. Because, I mean, you know, as you know, and I know you know, Russia is not NATO and Turkey is. So technically, we are required, but Trump says we're not going to fight Turkey. I would be shocked if Russia incurs into Turkey. That is like waving your saber at NATO. I'm not saying it won't happen, but I mean, to defend the north of Syria is one thing. To invade Turkey is another thing entirely. I mean, even if you're just doing it from the air, I mean, that diplomatically, globally, those are two really different things. So I'm not saying they're safe. I don't know, but I'd be surprised if Russia did that.
Our bases in Turkey are actually Turkish facilities with our presence.
Hmm.
There's a Turkish base commander. There's a Turkish unit assigned to the base. Turkish weapon systems on the base. So it's a Turkish base with U.S. forces assigned.
Well, Earl, you've taught me something I didn't know, that we were there. I didn't know we were there. I don't know what the heck we're doing in Turkey. But anyway, I want to thank you for your service, and I guess we'll just have to watch and see what happens, right?
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope those guys are okay.
Well, Tara, the U.S. has been at Incirlik Air Force Base for quite some time. That's not a recent thing. That was one of the...
Yeah, I didn't know we were still there, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely. And in fact, this just in from the Associated Press, Turkish President Erdogan has announced that a Turkish military operation into Syria has started. The official Twitter account today said the operation is named Peace Spring. It has begun. The operation aims to eradicate, quote, the threat of terror against Turkey. Turkish television reporting Turkish jets had bombed Syrian Kurdish positions across the border from Turkey. Turkey has long threatened an attack on the Kurdish fighters, whom Ankara considers to be terrorists and an extension of ISIS. Trump agreed with you to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria and hand control to Turkey. So that's the latest from the Associated Press from just minutes ago.
Yeah, going to be interesting to see what happens here. This is a real challenge to Putin that, you know, ironically, Trump has set up.
Mm-hmm.
Because, man, I just don't see how we can be in the middle of this. I know people are like, we got to protect the Kurds from ISIS. Well, I mean, I don't think there's like any real easy ISIS targets on the ground. I mean, ISIS right now, if you want to know what's left in that area, is very, I'm sure there's one or two who always get away, right? They're like roaches.
Oh, yeah.
But if you want to know where ISIS is locked up in Turkey. As far as we know, they haven't let them out. The Europeans would not take the ISIS fighters that are, they're theirs, they're their citizens. And they wanted Trump to put them in Gitmo so they could then assail us on human rights grounds and accuse us of holding them unfairly because they're Muslim, but they won't take them themselves. And so Trump said, fine, I'm going to give them to Turkey. So right now they're locked up in Turkey. So if you like actually wanted to go bomb ISIS, you'd have to fly over the Turkish border and bomb them in holding facilities in Turkey, which would be a mess from NATO point of view. I mean, this is a mess. Like if you were going to fight in northern Iraq right now, if our troops were there, honest to God, Lee, I mean, people are like, we didn't fight. And I'm kind of like, fight who? Who do we, I mean, who are we going to fight specifically? Are we going to fight Turkey?
Yeah.
Are we going to go to war with Turkey? I mean, we only have 1,000 people, according to the Wall Street Journal yesterday, in the country. And I mean, what you're asking, this is what I don't understand. These people are texting me. We're abandoning the Kurds. Well, I mean, that sucks for the Kurds, but here's the thing. Who do you want to fight? I've been trying to get my texters to tell me this all morning. Who do you want to fight? Mm-hmm. Like, do you want to fight Turkey? Because that's who just bombed the Kurds.
Yeah.
You want an air war with Turkey? Okay, so let's game this out, all right? Let's suppose Trump does that, right? Because people are talking about, well, ISIS, we got to protect Kurds from ISIS. Well, ISIS is locked up. ISIS is not a problem at the moment, okay? The Turks are the problem for the Kurds. They're the ones doing the bombings, not ISIS. Okay, so if Trump were to somehow, okay, if Trump were to engage Turkey from the air, right? Well, I guess it'd be an air war. Then you could legit say, and you'd be accurate, that Trump had just gone to war on behalf of the Russians and Bashar Assad to protect Syria. Could you not? I mean, who else would you be protecting there? You'd be protecting sovereign Syrian territory, which you'd be protecting the Russian Air Force. I mean,
Yeah, it just makes your brain hurt.
It's not easy. I mean, it's not as easy as we're going to go in there and show ISIS. Well, ISIS is locked up in Turkey. So if you want to show ISIS, then you're going to need to do an air incursion over Turkish sovereign borders and bomb those facilities where they're keeping them. That's how you fight ISIS. And the Turks, I got to tell you, are not going to take that well. So, I mean, I don't know. These people on the text line, you know, I'm getting some criticism. I just want to know what you guys want to do. Like, who are we going to fight exactly? Because the first thing the Dems are going to say, Lee, is Trump's defending Putin in Syria, which would be partially correct. It's a mess.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Text Tara at 71307 on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line.
Live and local.
This is the Tara Show on 106.3 WORD.
WORD, the Upstate's talk station.
So it's time to abolish prisons, says Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Because it's not fair if you have to go to prison. Mass incarceration is our American reality, the former bartender tweeted. It is a system whose logic evolved from the same lineage as Jim Crow. What? American apartheid and slavery? No, honey. Prisons date back to the time of Jesus, moron. Yeah, we've had evil people hurting other people for a long time and had to lock them up. We don't put them away because they're of color. Good God. I gotta wonder... Are we going to let them all go, I guess? Even rapists? Oh, no. She's claiming somebody else is drinking out of toilets. Yesterday morning, I spoke with a woman who was thrown in Rikers as a teenager. No, she didn't say which. Why? Put in solitary confinement for months, a.k.a. torture, force-fed pills. The conditions were so bad, she had to drink out of toilets. See, last time she said that, it didn't work out so well for her because it wasn't true. A cage is a cage is a cage, and humans don't belong in them. Cool. So what do we do with murderers, rapists, violent assaulters? She doesn't say, and that's the part that makes me nervous. Folks, there's a great chart. I put it up on my, this graph actually. I put it up on my, and I'm going to jump on the phone in a second. Hold on. I put it up on my Facebook page a couple weeks ago. And it shows when we started with mass incarceration, when we hit record levels of a percentage of the U.S. population in prison. And there's two lines on it. One of them, the incarceration goes through the roof. And you know what happens? Crime plummets. Crime plummets. And everybody walking around now is acting like, well, we just not put so many of them in prison because we have more than ever. Yeah. We got some of the lowest crime rates this country's ever seen, too. Like, how low are we talking? 50%, this is over the last 28 years, 50% decline in rapes, 50% decline in 50% decline in child kidnappings, 50% decline in murder. We have, I mean, these are massive, massive, massive numbers. Armed robbery, down over 60%. Assault, down over 60%. The chart cuts off at 60. So, I mean, when you're saying, well, you know, we're going to get them out of the prisons, it is not fair. We shouldn't, we just can't lock people up forever. Okay, well, understand that you're saying, I'm up for a 50% increase in murder. You got to understand, it doesn't work like we let them out and they're really nice to everyone. There was a reason they're in there. And the thing you got to understand, it just drives me crazy, is that, you know, if they're in there for drug dealing, right? That's not all they did. That's what they got caught for. That's why you put a lot of drug dealers away, you put a lot of people like that away, and the crime rate goes down. Because they're also killing other drug dealers. They just didn't get caught for that. And so all of a sudden, you can go out now and you don't get caught in a crossfire. I mean, this idea that we can just end mass incarceration, go back to the numbers that we, you know, had in the 50s and 60s. Well, we're going to have the murder rate and the crime rate and the rape rate we had in the 50s and 60s, too. And you're not going to like that. I'm telling you, you're not. To go hand in hand. All right. Jerry from Spartanburg on tracking your children by their cell phones.
Yes.
What's up?
Yep. I'm going to make a couple really quick points real quick here. First off, I love your show. I listen to you all the time. I call whenever I can. But, hey, I have full custody of my 5-year-old daughter. And every single year of her life, as she grows, I'm going to basically open the book more and more on what this life has to offer her, because I will not allow myself to be a type of father that keeps my daughter in the dark. And that includes watching who she's around, who she's with, yada, yada, yada. I'm also a stepfather of two preteens. We just found out about 2 weeks ago. I tipped off to the mother, hey, I'm not going to say her name. She's up past her bedtime on her phone. I could see it clearly. Mom walks in. She takes the phone, finds some information that appalled the mother. Not so much of what the daughter was saying, but what some young men were saying to her. Like you said, you have no idea what our children are experiencing and going through. A small thing that I deal with, though, with the stepchildren, I try my best to be a guide, just like my father was, a great guide, a great person for them, a stand-up person, but there's only so far that I can go due to the overprotectiveness of the mother. For example, she gives them, you know, she says goodnight, doors closed, phone's on. We all know that. I tell her many times, hey, you might want to figure out and dig in more of what your children are doing, because they will not be 5 and 6 forever. And what you grow, basically, is what you'll get in return. So basically, to all the parents out there, don't think your children aren't capable of more things than that you're aware of. And the last thing that I'm going to say, Tara, and I hope every listener of yours takes note to this. I heard a text message earlier on your show. The father said a young man texted his daughter asking for a topless picture, and he sent back a picture of his arms, I believe you said. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing that I've always wondered. As a young man, I'm 30 years old. Even as a teenage boy, I asked myself this question, Tara, and I hope you respect this as well. We as men, we hold tight to our daughters and our sisters and our mothers when it comes to vulgarities, when it comes to asking for certain pictures or being yelled at or things like that. That's completely fine. Respect your family members and protect your family members. But here's a problem that I have, Tara. If that same man is going to get offended for a young man asking for a picture of his daughter or his sister or his mother, you should also treat women out here in public the same way, because guess what? That woman is also someone's daughter. That woman is also someone's wife. That woman is also someone's sister. So we should not only take a protective nature over our daughters, sisters, and mothers, we should treat all women that way, because guess what? They're the same as just as our young ones as well. So I just wanted to put that out there, Tara, and I hope you have a great day.
Awesome. Sounds like you are a great dad, and boy, do you have to be on top of your kids today. Don't believe me? Start tracking their texts, comments, email messages, and you'll see what I'm talking about. All right. Have a great rest of the day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.